Thank you so much, Mr. Teeth Teller, and God bless that wonderful good song. Now we have today Brother Clarence Sexton, a member of our church and a fine Christian young man, who is called to preach, who will be preaching his first sermon today. And all you good old saints of God out there, remember him in prayer, because we know that he wants you to. Now, Brother Clarence.
Thank you, Brother Hagin. And I really do appreciate what you've said. And this certainly is a great opportunity for me to be here. After I was asked to have devotion this morning, I asked myself, what do people need today worse than anything else in this world? And I came to one conclusion, and that conclusion is love. And there's no love like God's love. And there's no place in the Bible that explains God's love any better than in the 3rd chapter of John in the 16th verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves us so much. God loves us so much that he gave his only Son to die to save us. This is the strongest love that any man could ever know. And God loves us so much that through faith in Jesus Christ, he lives in our souls. And with Jesus' presence in our lives, we're able to show others this love and kindness and mercy and goodness that Jesus Christ himself has. You know, a good thing to do when you get up in the morning and start your day out is just to ask yourself, what am I going to do for my best friend today? And then, who is a better friend than Jesus Christ? And Jesus loves us so much, and our Heavenly Father loves us so much that he's sending his Son back to get us. That's how much he loves us. And I hope and pray that when that time comes, we all will be ready to meet him. This is certainly wonderful scripture. It gives us an assurance of things that when we get down and out, it's really good to read. The assurance that Jesus Christ is an all-sufficient Savior, that he died to save us, and he lives in our lives to keep us. He's coming back to get us, and let's all be ready.
Thank you, Clarence. God has really blessed you with a call, and God has blessed you with a message. I've really enjoyed this great love thought this morning. He does love me, and he does love you. And he loves us so much, Clarence said, that he died for us. And in the second thing, he's going to come back to get us.